At least 27 English-speaking organisations in the alcohol industry are misleading the public about the real link between cancer and alcohol. This is according to the Drug and Alcohol Review, who released a study on the 7th of September that stated that certain organisations used three main tactics to mislead the public, which included omission, distortion and distraction.
It's problematic because alcohol does have a direct link to cancer. In the most extensive Australian study on the proportion of cancers attributable to various risk factors, we identified that around 3,000 cancers a year are attributable to alcohol, and they include cancers of the head and neck, the bowel, breast cancer in women, and liver cancer, of course.
That was Dr. Sanchir Aranda, Chief Executive Officer of Cancer Council Australia. The study claims organisations in the alcohol industry omitted the evidence that alcohol consumption increases risk of cancer, distorted evidence by mentioning cancer but misrepresenting the link, and distracts discussion away from the independent effects of alcohol on common cancers. DrinkWise, an NGO under the alcohol industry based in Melbourne, was used as an example by the study, as one of the main organisations to have allegedly misled the public of the link between cancer and alcohol. Executive Director of Alcohol Beverages Australia, Fergus Taylor, denies that this is the case.
The industry rejects any claim that our information or your DrinkWise website information about alcohol and cancer or any alcohol information is misleading, because the information on those sites is based on independent research and clinical advice. So this study that's come out of the UK is a cynical attempt to create a narrative that alcohol is the new tobacco, and the claims just aren't supported by evidence, and some of them are even misrepresentations.
The study concludes that the tactics used by the alcohol industry are the same as the tactics promoted by the tobacco industry in order to protect profits instead of prioritising public health.
The motivation of all of these industries isn't public health, it's profits and to sell their products. So we need to make sure that we have independent organisations, independent regulatory authorities that actually speak about these messages that are not contaminated by industry.
Over the last year, the AIHW, which is a massive federal government survey, and the DrinkWise's own report, a 10-year report into how Australia drinks, they've shown some fabulous increases, or decreases actually, in the problem consumption of binge drinking and underage consumption. So the responsible messaging is getting through. This is an interesting attack from the anti-alcohol activists, but I think people can be quite comfortable just ignoring it and continuing to drink responsibly the way they have been.
According to the National and Medical Research Council, two standard drinks a day is the recommended level of safe alcohol consumption in Australia. However, Dr. Aranda says this isn't the full story.
For women, it's probably closer to one glass of alcohol or one standard drink a day for the risk of breast cancer. And for people who've had breast cancer before, any amount of alcohol increases their risk of recurrence. So it's a complicated message, unlike the smoking message. So that you can drink safely, but it's probably much, much less than what the public think. Most people have very little awareness that their alcohol consumption is above recommended guidelines. I know I've done some work with people that I know around even things like pouring a standard glass of wine versus filling it up, and the sort of sense that that's not enough and that a standard drink is a glassful as opposed to it's 100 mils of most wine.
Whilst the study claims the information provided by the alcohol industry is distracting the public about the links between alcohol and cancer, Fergus Taylor said that this is a false accusation.
There are many factors involved with cancer, including alcohol in some cases. So the industry's advice, DrinkWise advice, reflects this. Risk factors include things like family history, genetics, environmental factors, behavioural variables, which are things like how much you drink and smoking, and as well as social determinants. So that mix of factors is different for every individual, and it all contributes to the person's likelihood of developing cancer. Mm-hmm. So we don't think that mentioning that fact is obfuscating or misleading, and you could almost argue that if you didn't mention all of those things, it'd be irresponsible.
The Portman Group, one of the UK's leading organisations in the alcohol industry, was listed on the study, found to have employed these tactics to mislead the public.
This report chooses not to quote from the Portman's consultation information, in which they explicitly say the relationship between alcohol consumption and increased risk of certain cancers is clear, and we believe it is important consumers are aware of this. And the sentence before that, before the one that the report quotes, says we fully accept the evidence of the links between alcohol and certain types of cancer. So it's in black and white on these websites.
Paula Ahilon for The Daily on 2SER.